here we go. Wow. I think we took like 2 weeks off or something, but now we're back.
I don't know.
It's been a wild ride. We have a huge news week this week. My King Kong is shipping. It's a great
time. What a time to be alive.
I got that email. I was so excited.
Yeah. NECA is great.
Now it's on its way. So, how have you guys been?
Good.
That's reassuring.
Good. Yeah. I don't know. I had a bad something, flu, cold, something. But it wasn't terrible, but was annoying for like 2 weeks.
Well, that's very annoying. So
I'm glad you survived.
I did. Yeah. And I'm here, and I'm happy.
Good.
Guys, I kind of want to play Far Cry New Dawn.
Oh, me too.
I just want to play Rage, though, and it looks the same.
You know, yeah, right. We're going to... Don't worry, guys. We're going to get to all of this stuff. We have Rage 2, A New Dawn. We got the Game Awards. Well, I don't know if we're going to really talk about them specifically, but we got all of the...
Does things. Anyone need to?
I mean, I watched it.
Slightly recap.
Yeah.
There were things I wasn't a fan of.
I can't believe you stayed up all that late, dude.
I wanted to play Smash, Rick.
I know you did.
It was important.
Eric Smash.
Okay, and we'll get to that too. But first, in our news section category here, we got possibly the most overrated kart racing game of all time is getting...
Oh, come on.
No, I won't come on.
Come on.
No.
This is Jason's favorite game.
I don't understand the love for this. I don't understand. People play Mario Kart and they're like, oh, Crash Team Racing. It's like, get out of here. Oh.
Listen, I'm a big Crash fan, and I'll tell you, I barely care about this.
Yeah. You know why? It's because when this came out, you had Nintendo 64, and if you wanted to play kart racing, you were playing Mario Kart.
Yeah, that's true. Mario Kart is like, you know, that's... I hate to say it is the only representation of the genre that is worth a damn, but it almost is. Almost. Sonic Racing is fun.
It is, but it doesn't have staying power.
No. It doesn't have... I mean, the Mario characters, like all of them, are classic. And yeah. Sega, you know, the Sonic characters, yeah, some of them are really, really cool, but overall... and I feel the
you
same...
Don't wanna, hold on, what? You don't want to... It's Agent 1 from House of the Dead 2?
No. Or that stupid Big the Cat.
Hey. He is a national treasure in Japan. I'm a legend, okay?
Stop hating on cats, Jason.
Those damn cats. I feel the same way about Crash Team Racing, though. I will get this because I am a Crash fan, and I love the way it looks. I think Activision's done I forget who developed it now. I was going to say the developer, and I forget. But I think they've done a great job updating it. It looks great, and I like kart racers in general, so I will get this, but it's the kind of a game where you'll play a couple of times, and I don't know. That's...
And throw it away.
Yeah. Yeah, and then it becomes a clay pigeon.
Yeah. This isn't something I can see playing a lot, but you know, I know a lot of people are clamoring for this. It's going to be out June 21st, 2019 on the Switch, Xbox One, and PS4. So, there it is. Actually, funny, at the reveal, I only saw the PS4 logo, and then it turns out it's coming to everything.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, that also happened. I think we'll talk about it in a bit. I have to look at the thing. But that also was the case for Mortal Kombat 11. It's coming to the Switch and Xbox One as well.
That's so crazy.
MK11's coming to Switch?
Yeah. It is.
What?
Yeah. How crazy is that?
That is crazy. I love it.
No, it's good. It's going to be great.
I totally forgot to post something about that on the list.
Yeah, well,
did you write anything about that?
No, because they didn't send me a press release, so we're going to like probably run something this week.
Okay. But for right now, game looks great. You know, they showed like a cinematic of Scorpion fighting Raiden, and
dude, classic Scorpion.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And Eric, where did you read that they were going to have the armor system?
I don't know. I don't have a source off the top of my head. It was just
I saw it too, though.
Yeah. It was just like,
yeah, it was like I saw like a screen cap. I know it's out there.
You think they're gonna bring the weapons back too?
I don't know. I have no idea.
It looks like it.
I just heard that it would be similar to the system introduced in Injustice 2. So it's probably going to be refined a little bit, reworked for Mortal Kombat. But
I don't know how I feel about that. I feel like it's a little bit gimmicky for Mortal Kombat.
Mm. Yeah, you might probably be right.
You know what would be cool, though? Mortal Kombat recently has had the tendency to put in like slasher villains in their games.
Yeah, I think Freddy and Jason were
in one of them. So it would be cool to get like the gear from different movies for these different characters, for them at least.
Oh, that's fun.
So, what slasher character gear do you guys want to see in Mortal Kombat 11? Or what horror film?
That's Ash. A top one. Yeah, Ash would be a good one.
I'd love to see Ash. Really cool.
That would be cool.
You know what else would be cool? Carrie. From Carrie.
How about
you don't think so?
Of Carrie fame? Yeah, actually, that would be kind of fun.
How about Jack from The Shining? You could use an axe.
Yeah. Or Chucky from Child's Play.
Oh, that's great.
But he'd probably be too short, right?
Yeah, he'd have to be riding on somebody.
A dead body.
Oh no, it could be Chucky and Bride of Chucky.
There you go. Stacked.
Yeah. Which one stands, yeah.
Perfect.
Wearing a trench coat.
That'd be great.
Perfect.
But yeah, that comes sometime next year, I think. I wasn't expecting that at all. I mean, I knew it's coming eventually. I guess it's about time. But yeah,
well, he's been teasing it forever.
That's true.
Mr. Boone.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of violent post-apocalyptic, well, I guess Mortal Kombat qualifies. We got Rage 2. We got a new trailer for it. It's coming. Still looks good.
It does. So, I think it looks way better than the original.
Yeah. The original was kind of samey, if I remember.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it. But yeah, yeah.
So
this looks freaking great. And clearly Far Cry thinks it looks great, too. The Far Cry people over there, they really like the way it looks.
You know, I'm seeing a lot of discourse on the internet this week about how, you know, Ubisoft is showing Bethesda how to make a Far Cry game. There's a lot of things wrong with that, but the most wrong with that is that there's no way this game just started development in the past 2 weeks when they decided that Fallout 76 was a flop. They weren't like, oh, we're going to make a new game. Like, that's not
how that's silly.
I know. People are dumb.
Okay. I hadn't heard that. That's really silly.
Yep.
But Rage 2, I have been excited about since it was announced. Well, no, I shouldn't say that. Not since it was announced. Since we got a better look at it. Because when it was announced, I was kind of like, eh. But since we've gotten a better look at it, it looks great. I like the whole thing they're going for. It's more Fury Road-ish, it looks like. Then the previous one was kind of like classic Mad Max kind of thing, very bleak. This is more like crazy. So I don't know. I like it. I think it looks great. Very excited for May 14th.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. Okay, moving on again. And if you guys want to talk about anything more in depth, just we can.
I want to talk about this.
This looks good. Oh, yes. Wait, I skipped the next one, but you got it. You go.
Yes, I want to talk about Blood. Yeah, so people don't seem to remember this game. And I guess I could see why, because it was a kind of a lower tier, I hate to use this term, but Doom clone, because that was what everybody was calling these games back then, first-person shooters. But it was really cool. It played on a lot of Army of Darkness and Evil Dead jokes, if I remember correctly, and I loved that at the time. It's good stuff. Blood, you play as a I think you're undead that you come back from the dead, and it's just big monsters and crazy stuff and lots of weaponry and you start out with a pitchfork. And it's a really fun game. It's got a lot of humor in it, and I'm glad to see it coming back via Night Dive Studios, who has been, I guess, basically making a career for themselves out of just bringing back classic games and making them work for current generation audiences. So I'm very excited for this. I don't think there's too many changes, but I kind of just want to play Blood again. I have it on GOG, but it's not that good. So I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah, it looks cool. I never played the original, but looking at the screenshot and this and such, it looks great.
Yeah, it's really fun. The graphics, you know, they are what they are. It's 90s type stuff. But it's really fun. It's really, really fun. And I think you'll like it.
I'll have to take a look. Do we know what this is releasing on?
I think it's just PC.
Ooh.
Pretty sure.
That's
but
that's my genuine take.
But I think you can use it. pretty sure you'll be able to play it.
Yeah, but it's not whether or not I can. It's whether or not I should. That's my take.
I say yes.
Well, all right. Maybe. See how it goes.
Give it a look.
Ah. Prey is getting some new DLC. And man, did I not expect this at all. I thought this was done.
Me too.
Prey, Typhon Hunter, is coming. It's a multiplayer mode where it's 5v1 or 4v1. Yep, 5v1. One person plays as Morgan Yu, the protagonist. Five players play as Typhon boys, and they have to kill him, and that's it. Also, it includes Typhon Hunter VR, which it's exactly what it sounds like, and a new VR experience for single player if you have PlayStation or PC, PSVR. So, Jason, you're going to get this?
No.
Oh, get it, Jason.
Read.
I actually have Prey on PC, and I haven't played it. So I guess I could get it. But probably not.
I have it on Xbox, and I started it, and I got far enough to realize that it's basically System Shock. But then I continue.
It's basically what?
System Shock.
System Shock.
Okay. But is it a good, basically, yes. System? Okay.
From what I played.
Is it scary? I mean,
oh, yeah. It's very spooky. It's very
really?
Intense. When you're walking. Ooh. And you know that one of the coffee mugs on one of these desks is going to grab your face. If you don't know which one. And then one shifts and grabs your face. It's spooky.
Wow.
Yeah.
It sounds spooky.
It is. It's actually a lot of fun. It's for pretty immersive. The story from what I've played so far, it's got the perfect blend of like, oh, what is going on? Whoa. Okay. And like, oh, this is scary and straightforward. It's good. I got to replay it and finish it.
I keep meaning to start it because it does look good. Again, I feel like I have to say it. The previous game, I can't call it a series, but game before this reboot, was the one that I wanted to see part two of. I didn't want to see a reboot, but oh well.
Yeah.
So I do want to play this though, because it does look cool. It just, I don't know why they didn't just call it something completely different and have it be a new series.
You know what? They could have even gotten away with calling it like Space Shock or something like that. Because then it would have gotten like it's clearly a spiritual successor to like BioShock and System Shock.
Mm. Okay.
I'm
a huge BioShock fan, so I should probably play this.
It's yeah. I mean, less so with like the genetic mutation stuff and more the world in that one.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. It's, you know, it's great. It's good. It's a lot of fun.
Excellent. The if you are a Prey fan and you're listening to this, the single player VR expansion is a prequel, so it takes place before the events of the first game. So, if you're into it,
cool. The first game where you play as Native American, right?
Oh no, I'm sorry. I keep saying that because it's not a series, damn it. It's just one game.
I'm just kidding with you.
No, I'm glad you said something because people would have been like, wait, what?
Okay. Moving on. Lego Villains Aquaman DLC is now out to, I guess, coincide with the film, which is getting good reviews.
Yeah, so, I'm surprised.
But, yeah. So, did you pick this up, Jason? I know you were thinking about it.
I didn't. I do want to get this eventually, though, because I actually like this game. I think it's one of the more fun Lego games.
You did pick up Lego game.
What's that?
You did pick up Lego Villains.
No, I played it. I didn't pick it up.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I played it back at Comic-Con. But I have not picked it up. I will pick it up eventually. I will.
Gotcha.
But the movie looks pretty good. I still think Jason Momoa would have been a great Lobo. To see him as Aquaman is odd. But everything looks good, so it looks good to me. And the Aquaman level packs, basically, from what I understand, they have nothing to do with the story of Lego DC Supervillains, which is basically the Forever Evil storyline from the comics. Instead, this is the story of the movie, roughly, which plays out over two packs. The first one is out now. Second one comes out in January. If you have the season pass, you can get the first one now. If you don't, and you don't want the season pass and you want to buy it a la carte, then you have to wait till January when the second pack releases. Then they'll be available separately.
Interesting move.
Yeah, kind of.
I guess they want everyone to buy it.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Good for them.
I guess that's a way to put it. Okay. Now, this is a little bit of a more serious, harder news type of thing here.
Mm-hmm.
Ubisoft Club Points are going to expire in April. So, I never actually knew what these were for. But if you had these and you wanted to use them, you should use them before April.
I didn't know either. And then Rick told me this. And I was like, oh, what, really? So... apparently that's it. So April 1st, they're going to expire.
And this is probably not an April Fool's joke, so you should probably use these and make sure you get them.
Yeah, I don't think so. And then you have
just all the points. It's just all the points. It's just all the points that were earned before April 2017.
Right. So you have a 2-year time limit now.
Points. Yeah.
To spend them.
So go spend them.
Good.
Go buy your screen captures of Far Cry. Your wallpapers, I mean.
Speaking of.
Oh, I was about to make that exact same segue.
Oh.
Ubisoft announced a new Far Cry game at the Game Awards. And tell you what, it looks fine. As somebody who never finished Far Cry 5, I had the ending of Far Cry 5 spoiled for me. And that was a game
of
art.
So. I know, they should have warned everybody before they showed that.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
So.
That's true.
They were like, now, it's like, no, actually, I didn't know. You didn't have to mention that this takes place in the same continuity. But it does. So now everybody who's listening to this knows as well.
Yep.
So.
And it's really.
I wonder what's the point of that game even, because like if the whole point of that game is to stop the cult, like what do you do then? You know, because clearly it doesn't work out well for you.
Good point.
I don't know. This is now we're really getting into the weeds here, but the thing about Far Cry for me is it's more about the journey. It's all about the crazy stuff that happens along the way, and the resolution is always
about the journey.
I mean, I know that's cliche, but yep, that's where I stand.
Yeah, well,
I think I might get this.
Doesn't look bad.
So,
I'm just. Hey. I don't think I can. I don't think I can play this and Rage in the same year. So I'm gonna just wait for Rage.
Yeah, you can.
No, I don't think so. No.
I See, this looks cool to me. This looks more like what Far Cry 4 was trying... Not Far Cry, jeez. 4 was
Far
trying
Cry
to be...
4.
Far Cry 4.
So, you know, the villain sisters in this trailer look great. This trailer with the swords. So, basically continuing with what Fallout does. Jesus, Far Cry does best.
You know, it's probably not odd that you're confusing the two.
No, it's not. It's... You know, I don't know, because I don't want to... This is a great place for the series to go. I just don't know if it's... You know, it makes sense, but I don't know if it's a good place for it to go. There you go.
I totally agree with you, and I think it actually looks good, and I think it's probably going to be pretty good, but I like the whole Far Cry thing and, like, you know, jungles and stuff like that. I like that setting, because I liked the first game in the series. And that was the only game that I really liked in the series. The only game that
you
I really played.
The others?
I played Far Cry 2, and I played Far Cry... was it just called Far Cry 3? I know I played the third one.
Yeah, just Far Cry. So those were kind of similar to that. Like, it wasn't the jungle, but, like, there was lots of...
Yeah.
You were in the middle of nowhere. And even Far Cry 5, you were in the U.S., but you were in the middle of nowhere.
Right, right.
You were in with a population of 40 people. So,
right. So I don't know. I like that. I'm not. I guess I'm just not really a Far Cry fan. But you know, whatever. This looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I can see myself picking this up eventually. Maybe if they release like a Far Cry 5 and New Dawn bundle, like I know they have with 4 and Primal. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe if they do that, I'll pick it up. But
you know what's interesting? I'm looking at the article here that Aaron wrote about the game, and he actually put Far Cry 5 spoiler alert at the top of the piece.
Good.
It's funny though, because UB didn't.
Yeah, that's true. They don't care. They're like, this game's out here almost. So, whatever. I'm still playing Far Cry Primal game.
That's a fun one. Yeah.
Moving on indeed. Actually, do we want to talk about anything else from the Game Awards that was cool to say before we move on to this other non-Game Awards stuff?
I have a little thing for Game Awards, though.
Uh-oh. Okay, good.
No worries. Cool. Tekken 7 is expanding its roster. So, that's good.
So there's more Tekkenistas coming along.
That's what
Armor King and Marduk.
Who's Marduk?
He's a big, dumb-looking wrestler guy.
Yeah. And Armor King is just King with armor.
Yeah. I know who Armor King
is. Listen, some people don't. Some people aren't me.
Are they supposed to be different characters?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I never thought they were.
Because there's like a whole thing here that I didn't know about where Marduk was supposed to have killed Armor King's tag team partner in like a bar brawl.
What?
Yeah. What? Yeah, and that's why he hates him. And they have like a whole thing. I didn't even know that. I had no idea. So.
Interesting.
Yeah. There's more characters coming too, including, of course, Negan.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited for that. His reveal trailer was cool.
Yeah.
But
makes
Jeffrey
a lot of
Morgan
sense.
Him, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Negan would be a fine Mortal Kombat character while we're at it. That's all.
Awesome. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, he would. He'd bash your skull in with a baseball bat.
Boring. They should make Michonne.
Okay.
Okay.
They should make Dead Glenn.
No.
His skull would already be bashed in.
To be clear,
spoiler alert.
To be clear, not Zombie Glenn, just Dead Glenn.
Dead Glenn.
That is terrible.
I'm sorry, guys.
It's okay. All right. Just Cause 4 launched. It looks great, actually.
Yeah, I like the series.
Oh, it did launch.
Jason, have you played it?
No. But I like the way it looks. I loved the original, and I loved Just Cause 3. And I liked the part of Just Cause 2 that I played before it glitched out on me. And so I will definitely be getting this at some point. I think this is a great series. Lots of fun.
Fight tornadoes.
Yeah, I heard this game is actually giving people motion sickness. So that's an interesting little thing there. I might have to check that out. See if I can get motion sick.
Okay, cool. Moving on. We're blasting through these. Oh, that was a good sound.
There you go.
I'm looking for it. I'm looking for it. Find it. Mech Warriors 5. Mercenaries. Yes. Coming. I never played this series. Is it something I should be excited for?
No.
Oh, excellent.
Sort of. They used to be really popular games. But we haven't had a Mech Warrior game since 2000, something like that. I think I mentioned it. Yeah, year 2000. So it's been a little while. And Mech Warrior 5 is subtitled Mercenaries. Takes place during a time period. I guess fans are going to know what this is, the third and fourth Succession Wars. I am not really that big of a Mech Warrior fan, so I have no clue what that means. I played 4, didn't really like it that much, but I guess, you know, if you're a fan, you're going to want to check this one out. Comes out on September 10th, 2019. So they have dated it just a little bit ahead of time. You can go, you can check out the trailer right now. This is a really good looking trailer. It looks great. Maintaining your mech and taking missions and stuff like that. And I guess just basically being a merc within the Mech Warrior universe. So, I mean, it looks kind of neat. I doubt I'll play it, but seems like something fans should get excited about.
Cool. That's not me, but
nope.
I'm glad people will get to play this if they're fans.
Dun, 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 dun. You know what I am a fan of?
Yeah. Tell us all about it.
Well, I think we could probably all talk about this one because I cannot wait for Ultimate Alliance 3. That looks great. Appearing at the Game Awards, Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 will be exclusive to the Switch, at least for now. And we'll have tons of Marvel superheroes in a storyline that's basically the... I don't know if it's the Infinity Gauntlet. Thanos has the Infinity Gauntlet, we see at one point in the trailer. But the gems are, like, I guess, spread out across the Marvel Universe, and the Black Order is involved. That's the subtitle of the game. So it looks really cool. Comes from Koei Tecmo, which is interesting. But yeah, it looks great to me. What do you guys think?
I think it looks good. I think a lot hinges on the roster available.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Marvel Ultimate Alliance, right? So it can't just be the Avengers. We know it's not just the Avengers.
Right.
You know, the Guardians of the Galaxy are in there. And I guess technically they're Avengers now, thanks Infinity Wars.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still not Avengers, but...
No.
If we see Wolverine, who would you guys like to see?
I'd like to see more X-Men because that's really the first couple of games. I mean, I played almost exclusively as the X-Men. So I want to see like Cyclops, Colossus, guys like that. And then I would love to see the FF, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
Right. That'd be cool. Think Venom will get in? We have Spidey.
Yeah, he's got to.
I don't know. We didn't see him. Worth a question, at least.
Yeah, but it does say that there will be dozens of Marvel superheroes playable.
That's true.
So there are going to be a lot of guys in here. Four superheroes you'd like to see in this game that we didn't see.
Sleepwalker. Speedball.
You're going to be disappointed.
The Watcher.
That's not a superhero.
And he doesn't do anything. You just have to watch the game.
Oh, that's innovative, though. I like that.
Yes. And my final one will be Baby Nick Fury.
Wow.
Yes.
Bold choice.
Yes. What about you?
Bold choice. well, definitely Cyclops. I'd love to see Darkhawk. That would be cool. Yeah. And I guess there might be a chance of that.
I think so too.
Right?
I really do. I think he might be in the game.
Yeah, because he's kind of a decent presence now. So
yeah, and he's really big in the galaxy, in the universe comics, and yeah, looks like they're gonna have Guardians of the Galaxy. So
I'd like to see Ghost Rider too.
Yeah. Now Frank Castle Ghost Rider, or which Ghost Rider?
No, well, this will never happen, but Danny Ketch Ghost Rider, but
is he the one with the car?
No, that's Robbie.
Yeah. Oh, right, okay.
Danny was the one from the 90s that was really like super violent, and the front of the motorcycle had this big shield on it. That's my favorite one.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Well, yeah, that'd be cool. What about you, Eric?
Ooh, I would like to see I know all of these characters.
Godzilla,
yeah.
King Kong,
Relic Rod. And Reverse Flash.
Yep.
Yep. Why not? That's perfect.
Yep.
I like it. It's a good lineup, Eric. That'd be a good team.
Yeah, I think so.
What a squad. I mean,
yeah.
I want a crossover comic where King Kong meets Gorilla Grodd.
Well,
make it happen, DC.
You know what? I could actually see that happening because they did, what'd they do? Tarzan and Planet of the Apes recently. So I could maybe see that happen. Was it?
You should write it, Eric.
It was fun. No, I shouldn't write it. I don't know anything about Gorilla Grodd. I know he's a good boy. That's all I know.
No, he's not. He's really not.
I know he's
he's a nice guy.
He is not a nice man.
Well, he's not a man at all.
Ape.
Okay, moving on to a big week. We got a big week here for the Nintendo download. Obviously, Nintendo Smash. Super Smash Brothers released. Super Smash Brothers Ultimate. I'll talk more about this at the end of the show. Katamari Damacy Reroll, which is... I haven't picked it up yet, but I will. This game was one of my formative games on the PS2 when it launched. When I was a child. Did you guys ever play this?
No.
Wow, it's excellent.
Really? Yeah, I kept hearing how great it was, but...
It's quirky. So if you think, like, if you've seen the gameplay and you don't think it looks fun, you're not going to think it's fun.
Excellent.
Like, it's got a really great sense of humor. It's got all this excellent music and stuff, but it's super Japanese, too. So if you're not into that kind of game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Arcosa, okay. The digital board game, launched this week. Also... Oh, we can talk about this right now, too. New NES games came to the online service. We have Ninja Gaiden, Adventures of Lola, and Wario's Woods, which I think is Wario's first game.
Lolo.
What did I say?
Lola.
Eh. Well, you know. 3D Billiards, Pool and Snooker, ACA, Neo Geo, Neo Geo Cup 98. Yay! We got Arcade Archives, Route 16, Ark, Survival Evolved, which I've heard horrible things about this port.
I have too, but dude, the promo image, it's basically Dino Riders.
Yeah, they look.
It's hard not to like that.
Yeah, it is. Right. Yeah, of course they want you to think this looks great, but be wary.
Yes, that's true.
And then... few other things. Sega Genesis Classics launched this week, which I'm actually surprised they didn't make a headliner. Instead,
me too.
Instead they went with Fortnite. So, blah. You know, game. So,
Also, Everspace, which I'm actually going to pick up because I think that looks great. I played the PC one. And Guacamelee 2. And for some reason, this is popular, but Hello Neighbor.
Yeah. Hide and Seek.
Yeah. I bought Genesis Classics already.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. And I like it. It's good. Been playing some Sonic.
Good.
Which is probably the worst game to play first because it's been on everything already, but I can't resist. So.
Which Sonic games are on there? Is it Sonic 1 and 2?
Yeah, it's only 1 and 2, which is a little disappointing, but, you know, whatever.
Well, I know that they have an issue with the licensing for 3. I know there's a big problem with the music licensing.
Oh, that's right. I totally forgot. Spinball is on there. And wow. Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yep.
That's a good one.
Yep, yep, yep. And they got all the, I think all of the Streets of Rage and Golden Axe titles. What was the other one? There was another one that I was excited to play again. Ristar, maybe? That's on there.
Cool. I also want to mention real quick that Double Dragon 2 is coming out on like this Arcade Archives or something. But
yeah.
Wasn't the original one already not the original, but the NES port already released on the thing? Didn't we play that together, Jason?
Double Dragon 2. Did we? Or was it the original?
I know we played the original first and it was garbage. And we were like, oh, this one's horrible. So
yeah.
It's fine.
I don't know. River City Ransom?
Oh, that might have been it.
I don't know. Eric, I don't know. But Double Dragon 2, this is the arcade version.
Right.
So, you know, it's pretty different. I actually bought this also, because I love Double Dragon and, I completely got annihilated. So, it's not easy. We'll leave it at that.
There you go. So we ran through these next few already. Ooh, Sinking Cities got a new trailer.
Yes.
This is first-person shooter HP Lovecraft game coming out soon? I guess? Yeah.
Sometime next year.
Yeah.
March 21st.
Oh, that is pretty soon. But, yeah, so you can get to the
PS4,
trailer.
Xbox One. March 21st. Oh, and PC, March 21st. This trailer is not really a trailer, by the way. This is a mini doc on H.P. Lovecraft that the developers put out, Frogwares, and it's pretty good actually. I'm not a super huge Lovecraft fan, so I didn't know a lot of the stuff that's in this. I think if you are, you'll know all of this. But the idea is that they want you to look more closely into Lovecraft and really familiarize yourself with his work. I get the feeling that these guys are probably pretty big fans of H.P. Lovecraft. So that's the idea here. This is like a basic starter video. You're supposed to go off this and do your own research. But while I'm not going to do that, it was an interesting video. So if you're wondering who HP was, check this out.
Cool. Yeah, this, like I said, this game is the more action-y first-person shooter one than the other one. It was more of an investigation RPG. So.
Right. There's plenty of insanity going on in this one.
Yes, very important to mention when you're talking about H.P. Lovecraft, anyway.
Yeah.
PlayStation Plus games for December were Onrush and Soma for the PS4. Huh?
Okay.
Someone gasped.
That was me.
Oh.
Yes.
And there's a few.
Amazing.
Ooh. got the yawn in. What kind of record would be if I didn't yawn?
It wouldn't be.
The PS3 gets Staredin and Steins Gate and PS Vita. This is the last month for PS Vita, I think, by the way.
Oh, is it? Ooh, I think. Okay.
2019. I don't think they get anything more.
Okay.
But Papers, Please and Iconoclasts. And I think at least one of those is playable on the PS4. Crossplay. So.
Okay.
There you go. That's it for PlayStation. Rick, do you want to talk about Xbox?
Yeah. So, available now, you can pick up Cube 2 and Dragon Age 2. And I have no idea what Cube 2 is. Some kind of first-person puzzler game. And then we all know what Dragon Age 2 is. And then starting on the 16th of December, you can get Never Alone and Mercenaries Playground of Destruction.
It's a good one.
So
that was a fun series.
Yeah. So that's a first, I believe, for Games with Gold. It's an OG Xbox.
Cool stuff. Cool stuff. And that's it for news and trailers. All right. Jason, do you want to go first? Or should I go first?
No, I'll go first. That way I can, you can take over and give me a minute. So Space Hulk Tactics, I reviewed this week on the PC. So Space Hulk, if you don't know, is a tabletop game. It's been around for ages, and it's basically one of those games with like a modular board, so you build the levels. As I remember, you can kind of build them as you go, or you can just have a set design. I forget a lot of the specifics of this game because it's been years and years since I've played it. But I remember it was a pretty good game. It's very Aliens-ish in makeup, Space Hulk in general. And that carries over, all of this carries over into this PC game, which also is available on the Xbox and the PlayStation 4. As you might have gleaned from the title, Space Hulk Tactics, this is a slower-paced game. So it's turn-based. It plays like a board game, with you basically moving your space marines around, a layout of a spaceship interior that is very much the same as the board game. So you'll have tight corridors, you'll have little junctions. The whole thing is very tense, and it's supposed to be. Because your space marines are big and lumbering, and the enemy is very fast, and basically just as deadly as you are. The only difference is they really only have melee attacks, and you have ranged attacks. So you have to really plan your moves, really plot how you're going to get through each level. In some, it will be just getting through. In some, you'll have to complete objectives. That part of the game is the meat and potatoes of it. There is another section, but this is the main part of the game. Fortunately, it looks great. It sounds pretty good. The sound is not terrible. Certainly the music is nothing to write home about, but all the sound effects are good, and and the aliens and stuff like that. The sound is pretty cool. The graphics are really, really nice. You get some cool close-ups of the bad guys, which are called Gene Stealers. When they come out of the floors or the walls, you'll get a really cool close-up when your space marines see them for the first time. They look great. The animation is terrific. So all of that is good. The second section of the game is basically an overworld map, and it's pretty lifeless. There isn't a lot going on it. It's just like a static screen of nodes with lines joining them together, and you have to just move through the ship. That's basically what it is, because Space Hulks are what they call these huge derelict ships, and basically your squad is moving through the whole ship to tell the story. So you're not going to play every single node. Every single node is not a map. Some are just stuff that you'll pick up. Some are points of interest. And then some are gene stealer infestations that you'll go into and play if you have to. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you can drop a marine off at these nodes, and they'll basically stand guard and defend against the bad guys that are there, so you can just move past it. It's an interesting way of doing it. It's not unfun to kind of explore the ship in that way. It's just, I didn't like the look of it. I thought it was a little too dull. I remember playing through one section and just thinking, when am I going to get back into an actual, match, in an actual map? Cause it's just kind of there. Overall, this is I liked it. I think this is a good game. It's really tough. If you're not a big strategy fan and used to playing these kind of games, which I am not, I used to, but not anymore. It's been a long time and I stink at them. And so I had a pretty tough time with it. I'm sure, again, if you do play these kind of games often, you will not have any tough time I had with this. So I would definitely recommend it. I think strategy fans are really going to dig it. I think Space Hulk fans are probably going to dig it a lot, in that it plays more like the board game than some of the more action-y Space Hulk titles that we've seen coming out, even though those were pretty good too. So I gave it an 81. I made sure to highlight the fact that it is a tough game, but I said it's good looking and a good playing strategy game. It does have the difficulty issues, and the overworld is lifeless, but I think anybody looking for a good challenge, that'll have you coming back for more, will like it just fine. And that's just one more thing I wanted to add. It does have one of those one more game kind of feels to it, where you can lose like 6 times in a row on a map and just feel like, well, let me give it another try because maybe I can figure out a way to get past this or get around this. So in that way, it's pretty cool too. So there you go, Space Hulk fans. I think you'll like it.
That's good. Cool to hear. Glad you like it. And this sounds actually like a sect of the series that I would enjoy playing.
I think you would, actually. Yeah. I think you'd probably get into it.
Like, I'm into tactics and turn-based stuff like this, so.
You like XCOM, right?
Yes.
Okay, so this is not exactly like that, because you're basically fighting on the run in most levels, but it's similar enough that you'd probably dig it.
Cool. And what is this on? Is this just on PC?
No, also PS4, Xbox One.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yes, sir. And it's $39, so it's not a full priced, what you'd expect from a full price game.
There we go. Cool. All right. I guess I'll jump in here to Pokemon. Let's go Eevee. Now this snapshot review can also work for Let's Go Pikachu. The only difference in these games is, like all Pokemon dual versions, some have version, either version has exclusive Pokemon. So, you know that going in. Okay. This is another, it's a standard core Pokemon game. It's a bit of a spinoff as well. This game replaces the standard capture mechanics from the main series Pokemon game. So instead of going in and fighting every single wild Pokemon, now they just appear sort of like they do in Pokemon Go. They show up on your screen, there's a shrinking reticle, and you use motion controls to throw the ball. If you're playing handheld, you just have to point and click. So that's nice. I wish they would implement that for playing on the TV as well, but don't. That's very annoying, actually. But you just point, click, and you capture it, or you don't. But if you capture it, you get experience for your whole party. The game's actually very well balanced with the amount of experience you get from these. So if you're not catching any wild Pokemon, you're going to quickly find yourself underleveled, which, can up the challenge a little bit if you want. But these are clearly remakes of Pokemon Yellow, except this time you have the chance to play with Eevee instead of just Pikachu. Your partner Pokemon, so either Pikachu or Eevee, are extremely overpowered. So you can do what I did and put them in your box and not use them. But they still ride around on your head because they're your pal. It's great. There's not much else to say about this. It's a standard Pokemon game. It looks incredible. The battle system is refined as ever. People who love the in-depth battle mechanics that really extend to like to the competitive scene are going to be a little disappointed that those aren't here. But I don't think they're gone forever. I think they'll be back next year when the full Pokemon game launches. And you know, the music, the graphics, the presentation feels great to play. It's, you can have any Pokemon you want follow you. So you have your partner Pokemon on your head, and then you can have another Pokemon walk beside you. So, and if that Pokemon's big enough, you can ride them. So that's a fun time. You know, playing this was like a nostalgia bomb for me because I grew up playing Pokemon Yellow. So it was just a lot of fun. And this is a great place to jump into the series if you're a new Pokemon fan or you don't know if you would enjoy it, because it's streamlined. You know, there's a lot of things in main Pokemon games that are a little bit obtuse at this point, and none of them are here. All of the HMs, which are like overworld skills, things that like fly or surf that let you move from fast travel or travel on water, your partner Pokemon learns them now. So you don't, you know, you're not held to taking up move spots for other Pokemon. It's streamlined. It's great. I can see myself replaying this a lot in the future, up until and even after the next core Pokemon games launch. So nice. There you go. Like it a lot.
So do you think this series is going to have legs? Do you think it's going to be around as a kind of side story to the main Pokemon series, or is this just going to be like a one and done kind of?
You know, I would like that if it was. I don't know if it will or not, because I have to look at the sales numbers to make that prediction.
Yeah,
I think it sold very well in the US, which would bode well for that. The thing is with this series is that it provides a different perspective on the other games. So like, instead of, I could see them doing a Johto game next, and then, you know, a Hoenn game, and then a Sinnoh, and then, you know, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Which I would probably buy them all too. So, you know, go you know, do what you will with that. It's great. And I'm a long time Pokemon fan, so.
Yeah, you are a big fan. Eric, is there a, am I dreaming, or is there a Pokemon Pokeball controller for this?
There is. I have it.
Excellent. Oh, you do? Oh, okay.
Yeah. So there are two buttons on it. There's the control stick is a button, and the top of the controller is a button. And it provides all the functionality that you need to play the game. Unfortunately, this is the only game you can play this with. So it doesn't, you know, you can play Smash with these two buttons. But it works well for the game, and it's really fun to capture Pokemon with it. So.
Cool.
Yeah, so I don't really... Yeah, no, the Pokemon controller, it's really fun, but it's more of a novelty. Like, when you capture a Pokemon, they'll cry, and their speaker on the ball will play it.
Oh.
Vibrates and stuff, it's fun.
It's creepy.
It's great. Or, when you leave, you can take your Pokemon on your walk with you. So you can, like, send them into the Pokeball, and the further you walk or whatever, the more experience they'll get when you put them back in the game.
Oh, so it's kind of go-ish.
Kinda, yeah, and you can use it as a controller for Pokemon Go too. You can use it as a Pokeball Pro Plus or whatever, and sync it up with Go. So, yeah, it's good. Love it. Anything else? Any other questions for me?
Not from me.
I'm good.
Cool. All right. Moving on, Nadia interviewed, I think it was Nadia actually, I want to make sure before I...
Yeah.
Okay, sure. I know why Nadia does most of these, but I don't want to, just want to be safe.
She's the interview boss.
She is. Nadia interviewed Ivan Cherry, who's an actor who has appeared in, he did work on the 2015 Inspector Gadget show, Assassin's Creed Syndicate, Assassin's Creed Unity, The Good Witch's Charm, and many other things. This is a really interesting interview if you want to read about kind of breaking into motion capture and going on auditions and stuff like that. I'm not going to try to capture anything that Nadia delved into on this interview, because it's a very well-done interview. But you should definitely take a look at it. What did you guys think of it?
I love this kind of stuff, so I like it. Good read.
Well done.
Yeah. I think it's interesting because it goes into the motion capture and stuff too, which is something that I haven't read a lot about.
You don't see that in general, so this was cool.
Yeah, like even people who like Andy Serkis does a ton of stuff, but you don't see a lot of interviews with him about it either.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to see a great interview about motion capture at Ubisoft and other acting exploits, go to the site. There it is. Woo! All right, Jason, ready for your comic rack?
Yes, sir. There isn't too much this week. A lot of game stuff this week, but there's a couple of things that we posted up worth talking about. The first one is a new Age of Conan comic that Marvel announced. Now, this is not to be confused with the Conan comic that's coming next month. This is something else. So basically, and I'm sure everyone probably saw this coming, Marvel will be making an expanded universe out of Conan. So it's not going to be just a Conan comic. There will be other stuff as well. And this is the first one of those. And I guess what we should probably take away from this is that they're all going to be called Age of Conan and then whatever, you know. So this is Age of Conan, Baylet, number one, that we're talking about. And Baylet is a pretty major Conan character. She's been around forever. She's a pirate queen. She will be getting a solo book here that basically kind of talks about her story before she met Conan. Because you rarely see her, I think, if ever, without Conan. So Conan is like a constant presence in her stories. But I don't think he's going to be in this at all. So the story talks about how she came to be a pirate queen. It's her teenage years where she stows away on this pirate ship and kind of like, I guess, probably learns the ropes. So this does take place in the Conan universe, in the age, as the title says, Age of Conan. In that age, there is another, there is another interesting Conan story. We'll say it's interesting. Coming that does not, I don't think, take place in the Age of Conan, and that is Conan is going to meet the Marvel superheroes. I think it's going to be canon. It sounds like it. It's going to be involved in Avengers crossover. We'll have something up this week. I didn't have time to post anything this past week about it, but I am not excited about that. I like the idea of Conan being its own thing. And if you're going to make an Age of Conan series of books, that's just fine with me because I think Conan is great. I love the world. So that's great, but I don't really want to see Conan or anyone cross over into the Marvel Universe proper with a bunch of superheroes. I'm just not interested in that. That is a separate thing, though. This Age of Conan Baylet has a phenomenal cover. The cover is terrific. The color work on it is awesome. And that comes out in March. Number one of that comes out this March. So watch for that if you're a Conan fan. Could be very good. Could be a nice expansion of the fiction. So pay attention if you're a fan. Also new is a Darth Vader comic replacing the canceled Darth Vader comic that was supposed to come out. I think it was supposed to come out already. So that book was canceled because of some... because of some stuff with the writer. I'm not going to get into it too much, but the writer did some odd things and canceled the book. If you want to Google it, you can look it up. This seems like a similar kind of a thing. It is from Dennis Hopeless, though. Everybody should know from Cloak and Dagger, Jean Grey, and a bunch of other books. And so he's going to be helming this. The premise is odd. There's no way to get around that, but it could be interesting. So this is supposed to show Darth Vader in different lights. This is Darth Vader Dark Visions, number one of, I believe it's a 5-issue miniseries, comes out in March. And so I'm just going to read this out because it's interesting. So Dark Visions takes readers to the galaxy, places where even the mysterious anti-hero known as Darth Vader can be someone's greatest fear and and someone's greatest hope. So that's some interesting language in there. I don't know if I would even call Darth Vader anti-hero. I don't. Darth Vader is a villain.
Maybe in the last 10 minutes of episode 6, he's an anti-hero.
But outside of that...
Yeah, no, I'm agree with you.
Yeah. I don't get
maybe
that.
Maybe for that brief period before he slayed all those younglings.
Yeah, I mean, the guy kills children. Like, I mean, you know, it's not good. It's not good. So I don't know. That's those two things are like, I don't know what to make of that. But we'll see. We'll find out in March.
Sounds weird.
It does. I think it sounds so weird that I'm in for the first issue at least.
Yeah. Tell me how it is.
Yeah, I got to see how that works. I'm not going to add it to the pull list, but I think the first issue.
I don't like the little space horse he's riding either.
It is.
Is it a Western or something now?
It totally is. It's really bizarre. And he's got like this weird Empire shield, like Galactic Empire. It's very strange. It's very strange.
Weird.
Yeah. So we'll see where that goes. Moving on from comic books, we'll talk about some action figures, sort of. These are collector figures, of course. No. Nothing you're going to want to give a youngling. These are both from Mezco. The first one is a Cable. Now, this is a variant Cable. This is not the Cable that we talked about, I think, maybe last month. This one is in a more traditional, like, X-Men uniform. So it's blue and yellow. You'll recognize the uniform instantly when you see it. It is from, like, I think the mid-90s. Whereas the original figure that came out was like his original first couple appearances by Rob Liefeld, had like the big shoulder pads and all that. This one also lights up, comes with two heads, so you can have two facial expressions. Both cybernetic eyes light up on both heads. We made a note of this. The gun, he comes with this huge plasma gun. He actually comes with three really cool guns, and he comes with the Ascani spear. Which fans are going to recognize. But the gun looks like it lights up. It doesn't. So keep that in mind because it does not light up. And we said it in the news piece. So just keep that in mind. It's only the cybernetic eye that lights up. Still a cool figure, though. And I love the fact that we're getting X-Men variant figures like the Cyclops that came out a couple weeks ago. It was like the classic all blue outfit with the hood. So there's some cool X-Men variants coming in, and it's nice that we're getting X-Men other than Wolverine and Deadpool. So that's some good stuff. So this one is a previews exclusive, which means you can only get it from Previews Magazine, which means you can only get it from comic and specialty stores. It's going to ship in June of 2019. I believe you can pre-order it right now through your local comic shop. And it's going to be $100 because it does have those light up features. So if you are interested. The second 112 figure is someone called Diabolik. Or Diabolique. I'm not sure exactly how you say this. This character is kind of an interesting one. He's a thief. Like a super thief who steals from other thieves. And apparently it's an Italian comic book. I was kind of unfamiliar with this, even though there was a Diabolik cartoon series apparently on Fox Kids a while ago, which I didn't even know existed. So there's been comics, there's been European-made movies, and now we get an action figure from the 112. So it's kind of a striking figure. It kind of reminds me a lot of Sam Fisher, to be honest. Comes with a ton of gear. If you're into this this character, I think it's probably a something you're going to want to check out because it's pretty cool looking. This one is the usual 112 price. So it's going to be around $80. And this is going to ship out in late summer of this coming year. And you can pre-order him right now via Mezco's website. Let's move on from the 112 and we'll get into a little bit of board games. Something we don't report on a whole lot on BG. There is a lot of cool board game stuff going on right now. The first item is from Hellboy. If you don't know, there was a Hellboy board game that was kickstarted not too long ago and actually looks like a really good one. This piece of news plays off of a classic Mike Mignola, who is the creator of Hellboy, a classic image of his that has Hellboy in a Santa suit, basically. This minifigure is that image, more or less. It's Hellboy in a graveyard with a sack full of... I think there's a skull in there, so it's not just toys. And he's got a flagon of ale in his hand. He's dressed up in a Santa suit. It's a really cool little figure. It is usable in the Hellboy board game when that comes out. Just a little note, it is not painted and it is not assembled. This is a classic style playing piece. So you have to put it together, you have to paint it, you have to do the whole thing. But it will be coming out soon. And you can grab one on the Mantic Games website, I believe. So there's that. And the final thing in the comic rack this week is a Ninja Turtles board game from IDW. This is not the same board game that we told you about a while ago. This is, which was basically more of a card game. This is an actual board game in that there will be miniatures. Again, they're unpainted of the Ninja Turtles and presumably of the bad guys involved. And this one is interesting in that it's split into two releases. One is called City Fall and the other one, Change is Constant. Presumably these will be completely different stories across these two releases. One of them definitely has Rocksteady and Bebop in it because I see them on the cover and so I am automatically interested. Slash is in there. That's cool looking. I assume you get
Slash.
Yeah. I assume cool. You get miniatures of these guys. Yeah, it's cool stuff. Foot Soldiers, there's Baxter Stockman. So there's a lot of stuff to like here. I'm looking. There's Mausers.
No wrecking.
There's Mausers though. He's got to be in there. In Change is Constant, there's Mausers like everywhere. Yeah. So he's got to be in there someplace. Yeah. So anyway, there's a lot of TMNT stuff to enjoy with these. These are going to be released in 2019. And I'm sure someone's going to be interested to hear this. You will have either 4-on-1, where you have the classic multiplayer with a dungeon master, and co-op gameplay styles. So you do not need a dungeon master. You have a, quote, AI system, which will run the game from the other side. So that is always cool to hear. And these will be coming out sometime next year. They look great so far. I'm sure we'll have lots more on them before they're released. And that is it for the comic rack this week.
Excellent work. Good work.
Thank you, sir.
And with that, we're just about finished. We just have a little bit more to talk about. From the Video Game Awards show is this week. Jeff Keighley's, you know, big baby show. Not baby show. Like his baby, the Game Awards show that he put together was Thursday night. And it was like 3 hours long. It was way too long. But
like all award shows.
Yeah. Yeah. We got some good stuff. God of War was named Game of the Year. So that was cool.
Boo.
Hey, listen here.
Boo!
Red Dead Redemption won Best Narrative. What was that, Rick?
I think Fortnite should have won it all.
Red Dead Redemption won Best
Narrative. you're gonna say anything about that?
So that was a good win for that one. I forget the guy's name, but who played Arthur Morgan won Best Performance.
Roger Clark or something like that, I think.
Roger Clark. So
Roger Moore.
Roger, wow.
Yeah.
So great performance, yeah. Either to him or Christopher Judge, who played Kratos. So I'm not really upset with that one.
Yeah.
But you know, and the lots of other smaller awards. Celeste won Best Indie Game of the Year. Messenger won best debut indie game. There's a lot of stuff. So you can go look up the recap on that if you want. Do you guys agree with God of War winning Game of the Year? Seriously, not to be not to
ruffle. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I haven't played it, but I've heard really great things about it. I kind of figured it was going to. So
yeah. Me too.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, no, I don't think you can be. I would probably just have gone with Spider-Man because just the stuff that, you know, and right now that's sitting as probably my top pick for Game of the Year. I mean, our awards don't come out until January, but I would probably say Spider-Man, although Assassin's Creed Odyssey is playing really good, really enjoying it.
Yeah, but you're liking that?
Yeah, I really am, man. It's a great game.
Cool.
Although right now I'm still going to stick with Spider-Man, so I probably would have gone with Spider-Man, but certainly can't argue with God of War. Can't fight that one.
Yeah, I think Spider-Man's going to win for me as well.
Yeah.
See, for me, I think Spider-Man's a great game. You know, I really, really, really enjoyed Spider-Man, and Red Dead Redemption was fine, but Red Dead Redemption's too slow, and I think you can make the argument that Spider-Man's too fast. Not too fast, but one's fast, one's slow, and I think that God of War was right in the middle with a great narrative and a great gameplay system that wasn't, you know, that didn't drive me crazy because how slow it was, and also wasn't lightning quick. Not that that's a bad thing. That's just my opinion for my viewpoint where that stands. So I was very happy to see God of War win it.
Cool.
Best trailer. What do you guys think? What's the best trailer, Kevin?
I don't know. Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, it was. I don't know if I can disagree with that one there. It was a good one.
What game are you most excited to see from the trailers?
Outer Worlds.
Yeah.
No question. No question at all.
Yeah.
Ultimate Alliance.
Check out that. Yeah, that one looks good too. I also want to check out that Hades game.
Oh yeah.
That one looks really good.
There's some good stuff.
Yeah. Next year should be a good year as well.
What else did you like, Rick? Were you gonna say something else?
I think I liked the Anthem trailer. No, there wasn't really much to it, but it's good to see kind of a little bit more about that game. Pretty excited
Anthem
for it.
Could be like, I mean, it could be like really huge. It's looking really good.
Yeah, I think so too. And I've been watching a little bit of the behind the scenes on all the streams they've been doing, and you know, it seems like they really took their time with it, so it looks good.
Very cool. So, what are you guys playing?
Well, I'm playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey. And played a little Sega Classics Collection. And I'm wrapping up my time with the Total War Warhammer 2 Pirate Coast expansion. So, or Vampire Coast, rather. For reviews, that'll come out this week.
Cool, good stuff. How about you, Rick?
I'm also playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Very good.
And that's about it. Yeah.
Cool. I'm playing Smash.
Smash Smash.
And also Diablo.
They should have called it Smash Smash Smash.
Super yeah, Smash.
That Super Smash. I'm actually kind of conflicted because I finished the campaign in Diablo 3, and now I can't stop out playing the post-game stuff.
Mm.
But I want to keep playing Smash, which has an
in-game stuff's fun.
Single-player mode.
Yeah.
Smash?
Yes.
Mm.
It's Smash like an RPG. It's great. You That's start cool. out with Lee Kirby because the light annihilates every single fighter. And like every character from every video game of all time, basically. And
that's okay.
And they all become spirits that this
Ooh.
Like entity enemy forces to control puppets created from the fighters. So they take the fighters and they turn them into, like, put them in stasis, and then they make puppets of them, and they inhabit them with spirits, which are like the trophies from previous games. It's really fun. It's great. You move around the map, and then, like, this, you equip them to your character, so you, like, make a party out of them, and they all impact your fighter in different ways. It's very RPG-like. It's great.
Smash.
Sounds like a really creepy story.
It's pretty messed up. They're all getting ready to fight. It's only what I can imagine the end of Infinity Wars was like. And then they're all getting ready to fight, and then this entity just kind of, like, snaps, metaphorically, and the light comes out and just disintegrates all of them. Except for Kirby. Kirby got away.
Now, how did Kirby get away?
He went so fast on his warp star that he disintegrated and then re-sintegrated, I guess. Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
That makes sense.
Sure.
Yeah. Kirby's
sounds realistic.
Fine. I was playing as Richter Belmont, though. Richter Belmont's very fun, and so is King K. Rool. So,
oh boy.
Very, very fun. I took Belmont's. King K. online, and I was beating everybody. I don't think I lost a single fight online yet.
It's King wow. K. Ooh, why don't you brag about it?
I'm good at Smash. So.
You should become a pro player, dude.
Yeah.
Not that good.
Well, you just said you're good.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Keep practicing.
Yes, that's my dream.
Every minute of every day.
And then your main character, you should be the yoga player.
Oh yeah, we fit trainer. No, I
yeah.
I'm I just got King DDD. He was my main before. I think I've told this story how I almost won that tournament as King DDD, but then I KO'd myself 3 times in a row and lost. So,
did you get scared of winning?
I choked.
Could have been
it. Oh, come on. Come on, Eric.
So,
just think you could be a famous Smash Brother player right now.
I could. But I'm a big fan of King K. Rool. He's got a really fun moveset. He throws his crown like he does in Donkey Kong Country, and it's like a boomerang. It comes back to him. He,
yeah.
It can get knocked away, and then he's without his crown for a little while. It's really sad.
Aww.
Naked without his crown.
When he shoots
the blunderbuss, he puts on a pirate hat for the occasion. It's great. just for the one attack, he puts on the pirate hat and then he takes it back off. And one of his special moves is a counter where he shines his big shiny belly. Counter attack. It's great. But if you counter too many things, his belly cracks and you get stunned.
What?
It's great. I love him. He's like a big cartoon crocodile. It's excellent.
Okay. Okay.
You might be having too much fun with this game.
Yeah. So that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking I want to go, like, just take a little break from... Like, I feel guilty, though, because it's such a good game. So I, like, want to take a little break from Smash to go do, like, some Diablo stuff. But then I'm like, but it's Smash. I can't.
So let me ask you a quick question about Diablo. So the like random dungeons and stuff like that, can you just play those if you want?
Yeah, you can just do the adventure mode. You don't have to do the campaign at all if you don't want to.
Okay, so the adventure mode just presents you with kind of just random dungeons.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So usually, up until this release, I believe, you've had to clear the campaign mode once mm-hmm. to get into adventure mode. But with this, with the launch of this, you can just go right into adventure mode, which gives cool. you 5 bounties in each act. You can seamlessly go between the acts. You do 5 bounties cool. in each one, and then you can go into the rifts to get better gear and stuff. It's very fun.
Did the Switch version get the seasons included with it?
Yep.
Oh, cool.
And the Switch version comes with... some stuff, like you can get the pets and stuff, so the Switch version comes with a cuckoo that follows you around. And Ganon armor, I know that. And a Triforce. Like player.
What do you mean a Triforce?
Triforce player. What's the thing that goes around your picture for like multiplayer so people can see your icon? Like a border.
Oh, I know you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. Border. Yeah, sorry. I can't speak English. So.
That's okay. That's
but yeah. So there it is.
Cool.
But I'm liking it a lot.
Sweet.
Nice.
Well.
Sweet.
Does anybody else has anything to mention? But yeah, Jason, if you pick up Diablo, I'll play with you.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. Today's the last, I think the last day or tomorrow. No, tomorrow's the last day that's on sale. So, might.
Yeah, it's excellent.
Yeah, are we going to play Ultimate Alliance together?
Yes. Oh, I would love to.
Yes,
when I'll play comes that. Out. Yeah. Good Dibs stuff. On baby Nick Fury.
I won't watch her.
I want to be Silver Surfer.
No.
Why?
I don't care. You can be Silver Surfer.
No, that's great. Let him be Silver Surfer, and then we can just sit there and watch him. Just...
Yeah. Annihilate oh, everybody.
Yeah.
Howard. All right. I'll be a Squirrel Girl. Easy.
Oh.
She's just as powerful, though.
That's true.
Jeez, Eric, come on. You should be Night Thrasher.
Oh, I like Night Thrasher.
I do too.
I like all the new Warriors.
I know, they should just make a whole new Warriors DLC pack.
Yes, no one would buy it.
I know.
I mean, I would, but nobody else would.
Isn't that new right. comic called, isn't there like a comic called The Warriors? And it's like a branch off of what the new Avengers used to be or something?
I think there was. I don't think it's around anymore.
Oh, they stopped it?
I think so. Yeah, it was a new I Warriors bet, kind of a thing. I mean, I think they even put Speedball back in like his original.
Yeah. I bet Miss Marvel will be in the Ultimate Alliance 3.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
No doubt in my mind.
Yeah. Gotta be.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks for listening. And we will we'll be back next week with some more hot takes, I'm sure. All right.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.